This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
No one in his professional life knew him and worked with him more closely than Brett Baer did. He, of course, hosts Special Report here on Fox and has for a long time, and he joins us tonight. Brett, thank you for coming on. I know how close you were to Charles, and so I hesitate even almost to ask you about it, but you're the person to talk to. If sum him up to the extent you can.
Yeah, Tucker, thanks for having me. I'm sorry I'm out of pocket today, but of all days, it's tremendously sad. Britt was really eloquent in describing Charles. He was so wise, so brilliant, but also so caring and funny. A lot of people didn't know that part of him. He was really hysterical and could get people laughing. At the commercial breaks and Special Report on the panel, he owned the room. He was also really caring. He was the person who reached out first, or one of the first, every time my son had some open heart surgery or some issue in the hospital. He wanted to know specifics. He wanted to know what the doctor said. He wanted to know. And he was like that. Not to mention all of the words and wisdom that will be his legacy on every issue under the sun.
Those who knew him, me included, were so trained not to. I mean, he wanted to so de-emphasize his own injury and wanted to shift the attention away not just from that, but from himself. I don't think I've ever met anyone like that. I mean, he seemed to want to be judged on television, correct me if you think I'm wrong, on the strength of his ideas.
I think you're right. And you listen, it took me a long time to convince him to do that special where we sat for hours and hours and talked about his life. He, at first, was very uncomfortable about it. It surrounded, you know, when his book came out a few years back, Things That Matter, which I commend to people because it is really amazing to see his writings in his way. We have a special tomorrow night at 9 p.m. that are his words, as well as the words of people who remember him. And I think people are really going to enjoy looking back at that.
And in a moment where everyone wants to talk about himself nonstop and about the challenges they've overcome and blah, 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 I mean, Charles was exactly the opposite. He did not want to talk about himself. I don't know if I know anyone else like that. What a wonderful quality.
Zero. He didn't want to talk about it at all. He said there are so many issues that we could talk about, and he did it so well. You know, Tucker, he could get to the point better than anybody. He could cut through the noise. And no matter if you agreed with him or disagreed with him, he was somebody that he could just get to the point. And people really appreciated that. The panel dynamic, as you know, you were on the panel many times, was organic. It was a discussion. It wasn't planned out. That was Charles. He was an op-ed, essentially, every time he sat there.
Yeah, but he was the axle around which it revolved. I don't think anybody spent more time on the set with him than you did, that's for sure. Brett Baer, our condolences to you as well, and thank you for that. I appreciate it.
Thanks, sir.
Brett Baer and Tucker Carlson last night memorializing the passing of Charles Krautheimer. Dr. Krautheimer, of course, died at 68. A longtime Fox contributor, Pulitzer Prize winner, Harvard-trained psychiatrist, best-selling author. An incredible life, an incredible example. For many of us, we have been in mourning for Dr. Krautheimer for quite a while. We've missed him, and we've missed his intellect and insight. Of course, his books and his legacy will continue. And, of course, that special that they're referring to would be tonight. That cut was from last night, so that was the reference tomorrow night. But that will be happening tonight at 9 o'clock for those of you. That's 9 o'clock Eastern time. For those of you that are looking out for that, and again, our condolences to the Krautheimer family and for all of us here across America who had held Dr. Krautheimer in such high regard. We have missed him for a long time and will continue to miss him. This is Bill Martinez. It's 5 minutes after the top of the hour. Michael Rubin, coming up next.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there. As promised, Michael Rubin, the author of Dancing with the Devil, The Perils of Engaging Rogue Regimes. Michael, a resident scholar with the American Enterprise Institute and former Pentagon official, Middle East expert. Michael, it's always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
Pretty good, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Lots to cover, but before we do, really quick, I just want to give you an opportunity to address two things. The passing of Charles Krautheimer at the age of 68, Pulitzer Prize winner, an incredible intellect. And for those of us who followed him, we've missed him for quite a while as he was battling cancer. And, of course, we were hopeful that he was going to be able to come back. But then 2 weeks ago, we got the notice that the cancer had returned. It was coming with a vengeance. And his doctors, true to what they had forecast, said that he only had a couple of weeks to live. And such was the case. Any comment there?
Well, I think Charles Krautheimer's passing really, it's the passing of a legend. And the strength of Charles Krautheimer wasn't simply because I happen to agree with most of his columns. Mm-hmm. Rather, Charles Krauthammer embraced the principle that was voiced by the late Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia, which is you attack ideas, you don't attack people.
Exactly.
Because some very good people can have very bad ideas. And he always treated his opponents with respect. You compare that to so many other columnists who will sling mud, and you realize that the reason they're slinging mud is because they don't have the intellect of someone like Charles Krauthammer, who can really address the issues on an intellectual basis.
Well, as a psychologist, I mean, he brought to bear, without, I guess, violating some basic rules of law, but he gave us insight into ourselves and understanding, especially the political divide in our country. And the way he explained it, he says that in politics you get the one side that looks at the other as being evil, and the other side looking at the other side being wrong. And when you have that evil wrong dynamic, it almost seems a little bit like Israel when he explained it as to the dynamic going on with the Palestinians in Israel.
Well, you're absolutely right there. And on the other issues, he also approached key debates with a huge amount of humility. Mm-hmm. So when it came to issues of abortion, he understood, like with the Israel-Palestinian conflict, that many of these debates aren't going to be resolved instantly. But the way he looked at abortion is, there's still so much we don't know about the miracle as to how two cells can create the spark of life. And he just called for a great deal more humility in addressing some of these key topics.
Exactly. Well, passing at 68, we pray for his family. for his close friends. And, of course, as we mentioned earlier, there's going to be a special tonight on Fox at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. His words and, you know, a special tribute to him, as Brett Baer explained, that he was reluctant to, you know, talk about it. He was that way. He was reluctant to talk about himself. But hey, you want to get him going? Just talk about the Nats, man. He loved baseball too, so you know. But we, as I said, for many of us, we've missed him for a long time because he's been off the air for what, close to a year, I think, Michael. And then we got the announcement 2 weeks ago. I was encouraged probably about a month earlier when it said it looked like he was coming back soon, and then got the note that you know, the doctors had said that you know, he had a couple of weeks to live, and just about that much time. And so we will miss him. Yeah. Another quick insight I want you to, because I think there's some application here based on your expertise. What's going on at the border? And it's much more than just the separation of kids. It's the political divide. It's a mess. I mean, and what I've been saying to people, Michael, like anything, what we look at today isn't the problem that was just created today. You gotta go back decades and see where, you know, diplomacy, where policy has failed, and all that's being demonstrated today at the border is an actuation of failed policy that we've messed up over the previous decades, is it not?
Well, that's absolutely the case, because we've had amnesties, we've had laws to plug the holes before, and what we can see is Congress just kicked the can down the road. At the same time, there's a willful dishonesty when it comes to some of the way which opponents of border security are approaching this, because if the refugees, if the migrants who are coming are refugees fleeing persecution, technically under international law, they're supposed to stop in the country that comes immediately after their own.
Their immediate neighbor. Safe.
So
exactly.
If they're fleeing Venezuela, they should stop in Colombia. If they're fleeing Colombia, they should stop in Panama. This idea that you can basically go wherever you want if you claim to be a refugee is sheer and utter nonsense under the law.
Exactly. Well, and, you know, and I think about Israel, what Israel would do, you know, and this is that question, is that there would be perimeters set up way before you got to the border. This is the thing that's amazing to me. Why isn't there a pre-perimeter, even at, you know, as you say before, just by international law, they should go to their immediate neighbor and require. And the reason they do that, because the chances of the immediate neighbor understanding the plight of the situation much better than thousands of miles away when you're not dealing with that problem immediately. Isn't that right? If that makes sense, if I'm saying that correctly.
Yes and no. I mean, certainly they flee until they're out of immediate danger, and then that's why there's international organizations like the UN High Commissioner for Refugees to help support them and supply them in their various in camps. The logic behind that is you don't want people to go too far, because the notion of being a refugee is that you will actually return.
Right.
There's still a notion that all the refugees fleeing Syria will go back to Syria. That may be far-fetched, but that's the idea. And that's certainly also been the case with Afghanistan, which was the main source of refugees back in the 1980s. Many of those refugees have since returned. Mm-hmm. Now, Israel may not be the very best example that you brought up, only because Israel does have its own illegal immigrant problem, especially with people coming from Eritrea, Sudan, and other people, other places in East Africa, and Israel has been having a robust policy debate about how to and whether to return some of them. When I was in Israel last month, I actually visited a school, which was a school for the children of illegal immigrants. That said, the best example, and the one to which your ideas seem to most comply, was that of Australia, where they did set up perimeters and would offshore refugees in camps in the island nation of Nauru, or in an island that was part of Papua New Guinea, or they would send people to Christmas Island, which is out in the middle of the Indian Ocean, for processing. That what they basically said is, you're coming here because you say you're fleeing for fear of your life. We will put you somewhere where you don't need to fear for your life,
right,
but you're not necessarily going to be able to immigrate into Australia proper.
Yeah, no doubt that there are hard decisions to be made, and
you know, and this is what's on display right now, is we're having a tough time. And, of course, you know, the media and the political situation gets involved, and it really murks things up. We were talking with a policy expert yesterday, and, again, we're reminded, Michael, as you know, it is good policy that makes for good politics, not the other way around. And this is the problem that we have a little bit. But we're going to get into that, more Middle East stuff, too, with Michael Rubin, former Pentagon official. Stay with us.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez live.
Oh, when we pray, all the world has changed. When the church wants to pray, yeah, all the world wants to pray. Oh, when we pray, Christian won't stop shaking. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Have the sound of praising. Nothing stands the same. Oh, when we pray, oh, yeah.
to pray about these days, isn't there? Bill Martinez here, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Michael Rubin continues with us, resident scholar with the American Enterprise Institute, author of the book Dancing with the Devil, The Perils of Engaging Rogue Regimes. Michael, just to tie a bow around the previous conversation regarding what's going on at the border, I agree with you that our neighboring partners have not been good neighbors in this situation. I mean, Mexico has just been like a blind bullfighter with a red cape, just letting these immigrants, you know, however you want to declare them, just pass through their country, which, you know, it's okay if they pass through, but if they were going to stop there, there'd be a different way for them to address it. So they're only exacerbating the problem, and I got to imagine that President Trump is making phone calls to Mexico saying, hey, look, we don't appreciate it. And to the rest of the Central American contacts to say, you know, this isn't happening. Pressure on the UN to say, look, at you are creating a huge problem because you're not doing your job either. And, you know, to make sure that this is more holistic and more people involved. And even the Democrats have to realize that this can has been kicked down the road time and again. And Donald Trump has the audacity and the courage to address this problem. He's put it right back on the doorstep of Congress saying, look, it fixed this problem. And Chuck Schumer's response is, hey, this is the president's problem. Are you kidding me?
Well, you know, Bill, what I'm actually reminded of, and just changing the topic slightly, is when the Trump administration decided to pull out of the United Nations Human Rights Council.
Exactly. I was going to ask you about that.
Nikki Haley sent a letter basically to Human Rights Watch and to Amnesty, or sent an open letter, but she mentioned to Amnesty International and Human Rights Watch, the fact that we have to pull out, the fact that your position was so against reform and was so much more polemical than substantive, contributed to our decision to simply give up on the body. What perhaps that needs to be the model further for what the greater Trump administration does on this issue and others in saying, look, you can play politics all you want, but if you're simply going to hit us with a bat no matter what we do, then we're going to have no choice but to take the more drastic action. If you're serious about reform, join with us.
Exactly. Well, you know, basically, Schumer kind of mocked the president in the memory of Barack Obama and wanting to pick up Obama's phone and his pen to be more, more dictatorial with executive orders. I mean, he's really pushing the president to the point that because they haven't solved it, he had to basically put a bit of a Band-Aid on the problem there at the border and do this executive order, which you know and I know is going to be challenged in the courts here any second.
Well, you know, that's certainly the case. But ultimately, I mean, to me, this I put a lot of the fault on Congress.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, I mean, you remind me of Barack Obama and executive orders and Barack Obama's own executive orders. And when he did that, he explained the reason I have to do this is because Congress won't cooperate with me. And for someone who, well, he says he was a constitutional law professor.
Yes.
In reality, he was just a lecturer, which is like saying you're a major league all-star when you're a minor league player. But putting that aside, he didn't understand the Constitution. The job of Congress isn't necessarily to cooperate with the president. That's why we have a separation of powers. That said, our Congress, both Republicans and Democrats, have been too docile for too long. They actually need to be less reactive and more proactive. There's no substitute for leadership.
Without a doubt. Speaking of which, North Korea, what's happening, lest we forget. Not that long ago, we had fingers on nuclear buttons. We had what looked and seems like a first step meeting, of maybe uniting the Korean Peninsula. But where are we today, Michael?
You know, I was critical of President Obama's enthusiasm to negotiate with Iran at whatever level he could, and I'm equally critical of what Donald Trump did in Singapore. I have no problem in principle with the idea of negotiations, but you can't call success having a general amorphous declaration that we're going to have denuclearization and we're going to set the agenda later. Because if you look back at history, the whole problem has been with North Korea refusing specifics in and on the agenda. Remember, back in 1992, the George H.W. Bush administration had negotiated a denuclearization deal with North Korea. Brent Scowcroft, in his memoirs, who was National Security Advisor, of course, under the elder President Bush, talked about how this was the triumph of the Bush administration, and it turned out to be a failure, and I'm afraid we're going down the same pattern again. Just to cap that off, you had Kim Jong-un, the North Korean dictator, who's now gone off to China, and what that symbolizing is you can have all the high-profile digs you want with the United States, but China gets the last word.
Absolutely, no doubt about it. I mean, it was their plane that took him to Singapore and met, a couple of times prior to that meeting. And you and I discussed this before, Michael. China's not going to – China looks at North Korea as a bit of a chip, in the game here, in this poker game. And they're not going to give up that chip, at all, much less, even with some with some conditions. They want to make sure that North Korea is exactly where they are, and that is they're in full control of President Xi.
Well, I think you're absolutely right, but what I worry about more broadly is how this might be used to undercut our own allies in the region. Mm-hmm. There's two things to understand. First of all, how opposed to this Japan is. And Japan has every right to be. They've had their citizens kidnapped. They've had missiles fired over Japan. The North Koreans are almost as hostile to Japan as they are to the United States. And we seem to not be listening to our allies in this. We don't want to repeat the pattern of Obama where we throw our allies under the bus. The other thing to understand is when it comes to South Korean politics, what we have in South Korea is an outlier. We have a group of basically social activists who are in charge who are quite controversial in their own right, and they're basically just going headlong and naively into these negotiations. They're roundly disparaged inside South Korea. It's sort of like Jimmy Carter on steroids over there. Mm-hmm. And the people in this administration are related to those who back in 2000 had arranged for a summit with Kim Jong-un's father, and then it later was exposed that they actually paid $200 million in order to make that summit happen, and yet we saw how ineffective that was. I'm afraid we're going down the same path again. We need to be more cognizant that perhaps the leadership in South Korea is more ideological than realistic about some of the things which are going on.
Yeah, as you and I discussed before, wait a minute for the Nobel Peace Prize, okay, please. Also, the other thing is Iran. Ever since the United States said the deal's off, Iran is going full bore, are they not?
On one hand, they are, but on the other hand, when they talk about how they are upping this enrichment capacity right now, they can't do that in a week. And the fact of the matter is that, again, shows how long they had plans and how they had the capacity to do this. The other interesting thing, however, about the U.S. withdrawal is despite what many of the European countries are saying, the Total Oil, for example, yesterday, which is a French mega oil company, said, we may not like it, but we have to comply with U.S. sanctions. That's just reality. And the Germans are understanding that. The Japanese are understanding that. And so it looks like Trump's more unilateral actions are beginning to have bite.
In this last 60 seconds we have together, Michael, update on Israel. What's happening?
Well, in Israel, Israel's in a pretty good shape. I mean, look, their economy's booming. They have their own political issues with regard to Bibi Netanyahu and with regard to his wife. But the fact of the matter is they're in a pretty good situation. Bill, what specifically are you interested in about Israel's situation?
Well, just in terms of the ongoing attacks with Hamas and that, and where are we there and,
With regard to the kites, what's interesting is just to compare what Hamas is doing to what's going on along the West Bank border, which is absolutely nothing. And the lesson there is this has a lot less to do with Israel than it does with internal Palestinian politics and the fact that Hamas is making a play for leadership after Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas passes away.
Exactly. Michael Rubin with Bill Martinez Live. Michael, as always, appreciate the insight. Thank you, buddy.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now, with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. Call right now. 800-597-9323.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A hardline Republican immigration bill in the U.S. House is dead, failing on a vote of 193 to 231 yesterday. And more than 40 Republicans joined all Democrats in voting no on it. Then a vote on a more moderate bill was being considered, originally for today. But Republican Representative Mike McCall of Texas says now,
we're basically going to put this vote off until next week. This will give us time, I think, to work out our differences.
This morning, President Trump tweets, quote, Republicans should stop wasting their time on immigration until after we elect more senators and Congress members in November, adding we can pass great legislation after the red wave. The European Union may today announce new tariffs on a wide range of American products in retaliation for the president's tariffs on foreign-made steel and aluminum. And this is USA Radio News.
I love my family, but last week, not so much. They blew through our shared data again. Then we switched to Boost and got unlimited gigs, plus 20 gigs of mobile hotspot on each line for the whole family for a great price. So now I love them all again. We just needed a switch.
Switch to Boost and get three lines with unlimited gigs for just $100 a month and 20 gigs of mobile hotspot on each line. Plus, get up to three free phones, all on a super reliable, super fast nationwide network. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save.
Offer ends 8/31/18. First line's $100 a month. Lines 2 and 3 are $0 a month. Requires one line to port in. Line includes unlimited talk, text, and data. Video streams optimized at up to 480p+. Music at up to 500 kilobits per second. Gaming at up to 2 megabits per second. Data deprioritization during congestion. Free phones require port in and activation on plans $50 or higher. Covered in offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
The Aztec calendar has his Cinco de Mayo party chiseled in. The front of his house looks like it was built by the Mayans, because it was. The contents of his tacos refuse to fall from the shell. He can open a piñata with a wink and a smile. If you were to see him walking a chihuahua, it would still look masculine. Several saints share his likeness, or vice versa, depending on who you ask. Dicing onions doesn't make him cry. It only makes him stronger. He has never filled up on chips. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Bill Martinez Live.
I especially like the fact that nothing falls out of the taco, Dr. John Smerick. You know, hey, just for fun, but just to keep the fake news rolling along. Hey, good to have you with us. Bill Martinez here, the senior editor of The Stream, joins us, Dr. John Smerick. John, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good, thanks. I love that intro for you. That is hilarious.
Isn't it great? I've got a demented friend in Los Angeles who I'm going to go see next week. And, yeah, he is all kinds of fun. Yeah, he's done a series for me. It is fun. Because we need some laughter every once in a while in the midst of all these serious issues that we're dealing with.
Absolutely. That's what I try. I know in my writing, I try to put a little humor into it.
Yeah, I'm right with you. Well, we want to talk about what's going on at the border. We're talking with former Pentagon official Michael Rubin and saying that the problems that we're facing today at the border, people need to realize just didn't happen yesterday. This is the sum total of decades of neglect and why we find ourselves in the position that we are today. Congress has refused to make the hard decisions. You know, we elect them, and we elect them in, you know, to be on top of these things, to make tough decisions, but it just seems that they become less and less effective because they avoid these 800-pound gorillas in the room.
That's right. We got a whole chapter on that in my new book, The Politically Incorrect Guide to Immigration.
Yes, which I have right here next to me. I want you to know that. Appreciate the insight that you and Al Parada have put on this book. But yes, exactly. I mean, we've been avoiding this, and then to further exacerbate the problem is we really don't have good neighbors here. I mean, I'm calling out Mexico right now. President Nieto has not done us a whole lot of favors by letting people just pass through their country and other countries before that. And oh yes, let's bring in the United Nations too. Are supposedly, supposed to help out. And, boy, they're just letting America take this on the chin right now.
What this really boils down to is we do not have sovereign control over our southern border. Mm-hmm. It is under the sovereign control of MS-13 and other narco gangs that are people smugglers and human traffickers. According to the Huffington Post, 80% of women and girls who leave Central America and enter the U.S. illegally are raped. 80%.
Right.
Families put their girls on two different kinds of birth control.
Exactly. I mean, this
will be raped.
And this is being reported. I mean, hey, go to Mexico. I mean, go to America. Head north to America. And oh, by the way, here's your birth control pills because the chances of you being raped are very high. You send your daughter out the door with that kind of mandate? Are you kidding me?
And let's make it even worse. Tell your daughter to bring her son or little brother with her so that the Trump administration has to let them go in America because of the liberal Democrats. So you put that child in danger, too. If we let people use children as get-out-of-jail-free cards, mm-hmm. we are guaranteeing that thousands of children will make this dangerous journey, some of them not with their parents, but with human traffickers or kidnappers. And so we are then responsible, morally responsible, mm-hmm. for the additional deaths of children that will happen. You know, the Obama administration, they didn't want to separate families for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So they did catch and release. And 10,000 Central American children disappeared. They went with people who weren't their family. They ended up working at egg factories as slave laborers. Some of them, I'm sure, ended up in sex trafficking. We don't know because we lost track of them because of the Democrats' catch-and-release policy. Trump stopped doing that in part in order to protect the children. And now we're getting all this fake news. I'm sure you saw that kid who was crying with his mother.
Yes.
And it turned out she kidnapped him from the father. They had an intact family in Central America. She came to America just to get a better job, brought the kid as a get-out-of-jail-free card. The father wants his kid back.
And he has a good job.
Right, and the authorities never separated her from her child.
Right.
It was a completely staged fake story. They might as well have just found some Hispanic child crying at Chuck E. Cheese and said, we have to close Chuck E. Cheese. It's destroying Hispanic family.
Right, exactly. Well, and look at the cover of Time magazine. You saw that, right?
Yeah, what a ludicrous piece of propaganda. I mean, like, why don't we just let North Korea publish Time magazine? Could it be any more propagandistic?
Well, you see, all this stuff, and people need to appreciate here, the uproar and the pushback of this is that we're not solving the problem. You know,
no,
we want to sit there and get hysterical and emotional, and whether it's Rachel Maddow or, Geraldo the other night coming unglued, it's like, okay, look, I appreciate passion and emotion, but if we start making decisions based on emotion, we're going to be in trouble, and we're going to be worse off than we are now.
That's exactly what the Obama administration did when they reinstituted catch and release, and you ended up with 10,000 Central American children working as slave laborers. That was reported by the Washington Post. I'm not getting that from somebody's right-wing blog. The Washington Post reported on that.
Right. Well, and the people need
remember
to...
Remember, the border is controlled. The border is controlled by human traffickers, sex traffickers, drug smugglers.
Right.
They have sovereignty over the United States border on the south. And until we build a wall and institute E-Verify to turn off the jobs magnet, and until we impose rational order on the border, it's going to be dominated by the bullies, the thugs, the guys with the guns, the guys who lead immigrants to die in trucks in the desert. I mean, is it really responsible for the United States government to let its border be like the Afghan border or the Somali border? We are not a lawless, failed state. We
exactly.
are the leading country in the world. How dare we leave these vulnerable people at the mercy of smugglers and traffickers? But that's what the Democrats are insisting on.
And the insanity of the argument has gone to the point that they've indicted these ICE agents that put their lives on the line on our behalf with these failed crazy policies that they've had to deal with, and they talk about the inhumanity of these little kids when they open up the trunk of a car and see a kid, dead, who was suffocated.
And now the NYU professors release the names and addresses, and the Catholic bishops are threatening to excommunicate them. Not the senators who vote to abort children who can already feel pain and are practically viable. They're not getting excommunicated by the Catholic bishops, but the ICE agents and the Border Patrol agents, they're under threat of excommunication from these bishops. It is staggering. It's stunning, the moral insanity that has swallowed up America's elite in the churches as well as in secular society.
Yeah, without a doubt here, John. And, of course, Chuck Schumer the other day deflects the whole issue, says, hey, it's in the president's power. Okay, so now what you're doing is saying Congress is not interested in solving this problem, and you want the president to pull out go to the drawer and pull out Barack Obama's old pen and cell phone and start legislating from the executive branch. Is that what you want?
Of course, and Trump did an intelligent stopgap measure. He's going to hold these families together for 3 weeks, which is the most that this crazy law and this consent decree, the Flores decree, allow. And he's asking Congress to fix it. Ted Cruz has a clean, straightforward fix that would keep families together and avoid catch and release so that you're not dropping kids off with sex traffickers. And Jeff Sessions wants to do DNA testing to make sure these are really the parents they're claiming to be and not some kidnapper who's got the kid terrorized. And the Democrats are opposing both because they don't actually care what happens to these immigrants. They are human shields for their politics. Don't care. I want to say it clearly. Democrats do not care whether these migrants die. They care whether they die on camera or whether they can be posed to look dead to help them take over the Congress.
That's the bottom line. It's all about votes. It's not about people, isn't it, John? Sadly.
Yeah, not.
That's what it comes down to. Ladies and gentlemen, I know.
My heart.
Yeah, I'm right with you. If we're going to have a heart broken, let's have it broken on the things that are truthful and right and not expedient and politically advantageous. That's a big problem that we're facing right now with this fake news. John Zemerik, senior editor at The Stream. John, always appreciate the insight. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen Lennon with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez live.
God help me.
Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezLive.com. Adam Holt joins us now. He's the senior associate editor with Focus on the Family, plugged in department, after serving as an associate editor at Nav Press Discipleship Journal and consulting editor for Current Thoughts and Trends. Adam now oversees the music research and reviews and manages the Culture Clips feature, one of the primary movie reviewers. Adam, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Good to be talking to you on the air. I mean, we met, a couple of months ago there in Colorado at Focus, and so we just had to get Walaszewski out of the way so that we could bring you up to the front and talk to you directly.
That's right. I mean, sometimes I just have to wait for Bob to leave to get a word in edgewise.
I hear you. Well, I'm looking at this picture at pluggedin.org. You guys look like a monument here from Mount Rushmore, you know, the four of you geniuses. We got the two Bobs and of course Paul and yourself right there. That's quite an elegant shot.
Well, and we actually have a new employee, and we haven't done a new group shot yet, and her name is Kristen Smith.
Right.
And she's 26, and I think she definitely qualifies as a rose among thorns. So we got to get a new picture taken, because that will help that picture considerably.
Well, without a doubt. Well, you're on this morning with us to share some news regarding Plugged In. What's going on?
Well, if you've been to our site or listened to the radio reviews, you know that we've had our family-friendly rating system for a number of years.
Mm-hmm.
It started on the radio. It actually existed independently on the radio for several years, and we've had it on the website for, I don't know, 7 or 8 years, something like that.
Yeah. it was purposely a 1-to-5 rating, because that's right. All Bob Walaszewski could count to, right?
Exactly. Well.
Am I telling inside story? I'm sorry. I thought maybe I was just thinking that. I didn't mean to say that out loud.
Well, you know, I don't want to get myself in too much trouble here. So. But over the last couple of years, we've been having an ongoing conversation about whether that rating system really serves people the way we want to do on our website. And specifically, we felt like there's been just an increasing volume of people for whom I would say the rating has not been helpful, but perhaps a detriment. We get lots of people saying, well, not lots. We get some criticism of people saying, you know, you guys totally missed it on this. I can't trust you anymore. We're not going to come back and read any more reviews because you gave a film X rated, this rating, not X rating, but...
Well, you know, the tough thing is because you know where people fall. When it's one to five, they always fall to three.
Right.
And they figure, okay, three is the new normal. So it's almost like in my past experience with when you tell people one to five, you got to say, take three.
Right.
Give me a number, one to five, but take three out.
Exactly.
Right?
And so that's been one thing that's been happening. Then we'll get a fairly high number of people who say in one way or another, I love your rating system because it means I don't have to read your review.
Oh, yeah.
Which we're concerned with that because the rating was intended to be a jumping off point, not the last word. It was intended to create curiosity and, you know, really spur people to dig deeper, which for a lot of people, we know that that has happened. And then we would get, you know, letters from people saying, I can't believe you gave this film this rating. Did you know that it had this, 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 and this in it? And if you look at our review, all of that stuff is there. And
right.
So, again, it was just an indication that a fairly big percentage of people, the rating was the beginning and the ending. And a lightning rod that actually sometimes created controversy that kept people from engaging with what we're writing in the in-depth review. So for all of those reasons, because of, you know, we felt like it was damaging our credibility, and more importantly, it was keeping people from growing in discernment and making good choices for their families, we have made the admittedly difficult decision to pull the ratings from our website.
Okay. And this is effective immediately, right?
Yeah, it was effective this week. So we just published our Jurassic World review, Fallen Kingdom, the second of the Jurassic World movies. And so it's effective this week, and we've got a link on most of our current movies and videos where, if you didn't see it on the blog, you can check out our in-depth explanation of that on the blog. And interestingly, you know, I would say the response is about 50-50 right now. We knew that there were going to be people who were going to be disappointed and frustrated. But we've also had a lot of people write in and say, yeah, you know, I really understand this and understand our rationale for really wanting to spur deeper thought. And we know everything has a rating these days, you know, from Yelp to Google to Amazon. And it's a part of the way we think. But we recognize that we're doing something kind of countercultural here. And it is going to ask people perhaps to do a little bit more work, but we hope that that work will really equip them to make an even better choice for their family than they might have otherwise.
You know, Adam, it really comes down to self-responsibility, and it's a word that's spoken so easily, but with it means effort. And when we've dodged that for so long, and it's easy for us to look at the number and go, oh, okay, we're going to the movie, you know, last second. We're going to go to the movie, don't do the research. Okay, well, Focus says it's a four, it's good. Or it's a two, well, we better pick another movie. You know, and just, you know, real quick, because we're in a rather expedient world. We're in the tyranny of the urgent and caught up in that. So that is convenient. But with convenience, as we realize the hard way, is we pay for that.
No, we do. And I think a couple of the editors on our team, we've actually really struggled with it for a long time. And personally, I have felt like it sort of aided and abetted a kind of mindless consumerism. We understand that people are making choices, but we want to make active and engaged and responsible choices. And as you said, taking that kind of self-responsibility, it does require something of us.
Right.
And when we don't do that, we end up sometimes regretting it, right?
Without a doubt. And this is, again, when we've been, you know, kind of coddled into a culture of convenience, and then we realize, hey, look, it's time to step up. I mean, and if you got a big problem with it, maybe like, you know, how about we do something novel? Let's go to God and say, okay, God, what are you showing me here? Why am I so irritated? Am I subject? Am I falling victim to this culture of convenience that I'm disturbing my family? And maybe I should be more thankful. Now, I would think that what this could potentially do is this could lighten up the, and I don't mean lighten like lighten the load. I mean lighting lighting up the blog conversation here.
Yeah.
Because now, which could be a byproduct of this, is if people are doing their research and they're more involved with this, I could imagine the level of conversation and the quality of conversation is going to heighten as a result, too.
Well, I hope so. I mean, that's certainly one thing we would love to see as a good outcome here.
Yeah.
And so, again, we're wanting to encourage significant and intentional engagement here. And so that's the real rationale behind our decision.
Yeah, I was going to say, after all, what's Plugged In all about anyway?
Yeah, we're about shining a light on popular culture.
Mm-hmm.
And to the extent that our reviews, you know, what we want them to do is to help you have what you need to make a good decision. And we didn't feel like the rating alone was enough to accomplish that goal.
Mm-hmm. No, I can appreciate why you would struggle with this, and why there's an argument both sides on this.
Yeah.
Because even from the standpoint of some might say, and I'm sure you had this discussion in your rooms, might say, well, look, at something is better than nothing.
Right.
If they check out totally altogether and just saying, okay, well, you're not making it easy for me, so
right.
I'm just not even going to check in with Plugged In anymore, is some sort of rating system, you know, better than nothing, you know?
Yeah. No, and I think that's a valid argument. There are really valid arguments both ways here. So it's not a question of whether one way is absolutely right or wrong, but as we weighed the pros and cons and the positives and the negatives, we felt like the negatives had gotten to a point where they outweighed the positives.
Yeah. Right. Well, the worst thing, Adam, if it does fail, you know who to blame, right?
That's right.
Yeah, the guy whose name is hard to pronounce and certainly hard to spell, so that'll give him cover for a while.
That's right. You know, it all rolls up to him. I'm just a nameless, faceless peon, so.
I'm telling you, I told Wallace Jeske, I go, there's something wrong here when I know how to spell your name now. I mean, you know.
I had to memorize it a long time ago, and once you do it, it's not too bad.
It's all good fun. Hey, well, look, I cannot thank you enough for all the great work that Focus, what you do on behalf of the family and what you guys continue to do. And I can imagine that even in some cases where people might be a little upset because the rating system has gone by the wayside, like anything, hey, let's try it. Let's see what happens here. And if it gets people more engaged and, does what it is that Plugged In wants to do, is that, look at, you know, people of faith have to confront the culture. You know, you've got to get into the fight here. And if you think that, it's kind of a passive way to go, well, that's not what the culture is doing. It is coming at us like a tsunami, is it not?
That is exactly right, and you need to be actively engaged with it.
So how can people connect with you?
PluggedIn.com.
Just like that.
This is our website, and we're on all kinds of radio stations, including yours, so you'll continue to hear the Plugged In Movie Review as well.
Well, again, congratulations to the whole team. A big welcome to Kristen Smith-Teller, and we look forward to seeing her on the Mount Rushmore photo here at PluggedIn.com, okay?
Yeah, we need to get it taken care of. It's
okay. Adam Holt, Senior Associate Editor with Focus on the Family's PluggedIn.com website, and all their great efforts. We love Focus on the Family. Love all the great work you guys are doing. Adam, all our best to everybody. Take care, huh?
Thanks, Bill.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Get the old.